Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In the local news, all this week we're looking at public services which could be affected by county council cuts. Hampshire County Councillor says household recycling centre closure is not a foregone conclusion. Petersfield Rugby Club are on a winning streak, and we've got details of what's on around the Petersphere this week. I'll have details of all those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
A man is in hospital with life-threatening injuries after being stabbed on a train in South London. British Transport Police said it received reports of two men fighting whilst entering a train at Shawlands Railway Station in Bromley shortly before 4pm today. One of the men sustained serious injuries consistent with being stabbed. Children's Services have apologised after a review found safeguarding practice was inadequate in the final weeks of the life of 10-month-old baby boy. Finlay Bowden was murdered by his parents and died on Christmas Day in 2020 in Chesterfield. An international study has found that nearly one in six adolescents have experienced cyberbullying. More school-aged children have reported being cyberbullied compared to before the COVID-19 pandemic. Simon Kidwell is from the National Association of Head Teachers.
We can have all the laws which go and put in protections, but unless parents are willing to sit alongside children and teach them how to use social media safely and have access to all their social media apps, then we're not going to see the social media companies be able to stop this.
The Environment Agency has revealed sewage dumping for 2023 is more than double the previous year. These figures are also the highest level ever recorded. River Action UK Chief Executive James Wallace outlines what needs to be done.
Companies like Thames Water, where I live, are made and held to account to make sure that they are doing what they need to, which means investing in infrastructure, fixing leaky pipes, stopping these illegal spills, and making sure they put priority for their customers and the environment rather than their shareholders.
Goggleboxer's George Gilby has died at the age of 40. The reality star was best known for appearing on the Channel 4 series. He also appeared on the 14th series of Celebrity Big Brother in 2014, reaching the final. Gilby reportedly died following an accident at work today. And forecasters say heavy rain and strong winds could cause travel chaos and pose a risk to life in the run-up to Easter weekend. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Poppy Doherty.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Kirsty Meredith at Petersfield Shine Radio. All this week, we're looking at public services which could be affected by county council cuts. Today, our focus is on Petersfield's Household Waste Recycling Centre. The council suggests one way of saving money could be to close it, but nobody we spoke to in Petersfield thought that would be wise.
Disgusted by it, it means that the nearest tip for us would be Waterlooville, which is at least 13-mile trip in each direction. I think it's a crazy idea.
What would you say if they were going to invest more at Waterlooville and be able to recycle more compared to Petersfield and Borden?
I think they should invest more in Petersfield.
I think it's disgusting. I think that lots of people would tip even more, and it would cost the council a lot more money to clear it up.
Well, it's so well used. There's always a queue. You book a slot and there's always people there. It's not like it's empty, so it's needed.
But Hampshire County Councillor Russell Oppenheimer says the closure is not a foregone conclusion.
If there's an overwhelming desire that we should keep that Petersfield HWRC open, then of course that is going to be a very strong factor in our decision making. I would much rather that we were in a position where we didn't even have to consider closing any HWRCs. You know, there are four tiers of HWRC that have been identified by Hampshire County Council. And the ones that are most at risk are the tier four ones, which are generally the smaller sites that are expensive to run and not heavily utilised. We're not in that situation with the Petersfield HWRC. It's the tier three tip.
If you'd like to have your say, the public consultation continues until Sunday night. We've put the link at shineradio.uk. Petersfield Rugby Club are on a winning streak. Alan Kosh caught up with club chairman Stuart Barden after the latest win, a home game at Penn's Place at the weekend.
It's been outstanding. We're fortunate enough to win Counties 1. We're now going to level 6, which is regional rugby, a height we've never been to as a club before, and we're loving it. We've just beaten Ellingham Ringwood 62 points to 10. It's been a fantastic season for a club, full stop.
And you've not lost one game, have we?
Not yet. We've got one game to go. But then for us, the cup season starts. We're at home to Weybridge Vandals on the 13th of April. Four wins in this cup and a final at Twickenham if we can get there. We're kind of hoping. The ball's in our court. If we play the way we've been playing, I think it's possible. But hey, let's not count our chickens.
For more local sports news, tune in every Friday for Isaac's Weekly Roundup. And Chris Skinner is here to tell us what's on around the Petersphere this week.
There's a quiz night at the Trooper tonight. The pub in Froxfield is hosting the event as a fundraiser for volunteers at Shine Radio. Teams can include up to six people. You'll meet some of the Shine Radio team, and the quizzing starts at 7:30. For the kids, the Big Butzer Egg Roll Trail opens tomorrow. It's happening at the Queen Elizabeth Country Park. As well as rolling eggs, you'll get a trail guide and a rubber egg to decorate. And if the children need even more to do over Easter, there's an art workshop on Tuesday in the town centre. Sage and Salt is hosting, and the event is designed for children aged 4 to 12. Full details of those events and many more like them are in our online events guide. Find it at shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning, I'm Anne with your weather for Thursday. We have a yellow weather warning for wind today, with winds from the south expected to reach 55 miles per hour, particularly around lunchtime and early afternoon, dying out to a fresh breeze in the evening. There will also be rain showers, some which could be heavy, but there will be sunny spells as well, and temperatures will feel a couple of degrees cooler in the wind, feeling like around 7 degrees. The sun will set at approximately 6:30 this evening. Overnight will be calmer, but still light rain showers, with more showers on Good Friday morning. But these will lead to a sunnier day. Have a great day.
Travel news, driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
Hi, it's Vicky with today's travel update. Cook's Pond Road remains closed with a diversion in place. There is a lane closure on London Road until 3:30 today. That's while Southern and Scottish Power conduct works. There's work on Market Square today. A 50-minute delay is expected there. And there's give or take traffic control in place on Ramsdene Road. And in Berriton, Greenway Lane has multi-way lights in place today. That's it, though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500 or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. This is Shine Radio, made in Petersfield by
Andy,
Kirsty,
Amy,
Dougie,
and you.
To join us, email team at shineradio.uk or call or WhatsApp us on 01730 555 500.
Join our team and make it shine at the radio station made by you.
You make it shine, Shine Radio.